anch'io.
X. In Zulu TR, what you out doing this morning?
Oh, just passing over the bridge here on Lake Cunningham on 101 North. Headed down to your favorite store, WMT.
Without going to that place, can we?
That place, unless it's an absolute necessity. I get gas there usually when Bernice goes over to Aldi's. I was going to try to find some high temp paint for French cookie iron today, Patrick. And what else was you getting? Some popcorn. Just little things like that. And how's your day going, sir?
So far, so good. A little chilly out here, but everything's going good.
It was 32 degrees and 32 degree dew point this morning, so that means fog. And it burned off pretty quick. But it's 48 now, but from what I read earlier, it's not going to be much over 50 degrees all day today, which, you know, it is December.
Well, it was down in the 20s this morning on the ride down the mountain, and the fog was definitely a hindrance when I got into Greer.
And I don't know why. I guess it's because it's low-lying or what. I'm not that much of a weatherman. You have to get more scientific on me. But, I could see out back as far as the chicken house, but no further. But, it's kind of pretty in a way. If you don't have to get out and go to work and drive in it, fog down here is more prevalent. And supposedly ice is in the wintertime, but I've not seen that very much. Hopefully I don't. Up in Kansas, it was mostly snow and occasionally ice, but not a lot of that, thank God.
We've not had any big ice storms lately in the last several years. But when they do come through, you'll know it. It'll look like a war zone.
He told me that. He's lived there for many, many years next to us. And he said they had one a few years before we got here. We've been here about 12 now. And he said it was terrific. He was out of electricity for like 6 days.
That's the reason I have a whole home backup generator at the house is because of that. I've been without power for about 2 weeks at the house.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, thank the good Lord, we was able to get. And due to a friend of mine that had just retired, and he helped me out immensely on that. And I put one in, Patrick, and installed one. There was 16 kilowatts, Bernice and I. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they dug the trench for the propane, and I did the wiring. And it was one that you could choose 10 circuits on, and you had to set another sub-panel, yada, yada, yada. Worked out great and really helped them out. They lived out in the boondocks on a farm, so sort of like you living up in the mountains. They were crippled when power went down. So we have a 21-kilowatt whole house Generac, and we just dearly love it. The power seems to be a little bit more reliable now, but it still goes out now and then.
That's what I've got on the house is one of those Generac back automatic transfer and everything. That way, if I'm out of town, I don't have to worry about it. The wife can still manage.
Best things we've ever owned in our life. When I first come down here, I had a 6750, and it was 5,000 continuous. So I ran 220 and some of those larger four-wire twist-lock plugs out into the carport, and they were weatherproof, of course, and made up a big cable, and I could turn the main off in the house and just plug that in and start the generator. And when I saved up enough shekels to buy the other one, I just ordered it from Power Equipment Direct, and they shipped it right to my door. But the dang thing weighed about 500 pounds, and there was, even at that time, probably 6 years ago, I couldn't lift that much by any means as far as moving it into place and whatnot. But he set it just about where we wanted it. And then my friend Jim come out and had a master electrician with him, and they installed it, and it's just worked like a champ ever since. I've only had to change one little thing on the shedding, and one of the guys from heating place said that it wasn't set up quite right as far as you could run the heat, you know, the emergency heat. So he fixed that with a couple of wires, and most of that I could have done, but I didn't, and I just service it myself. I just get a kit every year, put in a filter, new spark plugs, and all the normal things, change the oil. It works like a champ. Just send your old TR.
A little bit of maintenance goes a long ways. But, Tom, you and Miss Bernice be safe out there on the road today, and I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm at my next stop, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3s. And y'all be careful, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick. Hope to see you again someday. Maybe have a gathering up at Chad someday. You take care. Have a safe day, most of all. And we're down on Wade Hampton in about a block here. Just running the short errand, and then I got to go to the dentist after a while to get my teeth clean. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR73.